You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, hello. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Welcome, welcome. This is your co-host, Coriana.
And this is your other co-host, Stella.
And we are bringing you our fourth open mic.
Yay!
So, yay! We're very excited to be here and on this great Tuesday, 6 p.m. night. And, yeah, we're going to start off straight away with some music. So go ahead and introduce our first song.
Okay, the first song you guys will be listening to is Wavy by Grand Pax. Please enjoy.
You show me how not to Join the SFU SOCA, Students of Caribbean and African Ancestry, all throughout February for events in celebration of Black History Month. On February 1st, at the sub-social stage, from 3 to 5 p.m., is the kickoff ceremony with a focus theme of African Americans and the arts. On February 9th, games and movie night in the SOCA room in the Student Union Building, room 1430, on the first floor, from 6 to 10 p.m. February 16th, get your groove on with a dance workshop held in subroom 2410, second floor of the Student Union Building, from 6 to 8 p.m. And finally, February 24th, support SOCA in recognition of 30 years with a gala event held in the sub-ballroom, fifth floor of the Student Union Building, from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. For more information, visit the SOCA Instagram at SFUSOCA or drop by their space in the Student Union Building, room 1430.
Bye. my tin all nice and neat. Dans la yorito, gota auto, nana. Na marima, na lene roma. Ta la li, ha yi yunga, ha nui la nga.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. You just heard, let me try to say this right, Umati Atarnasitma, and it was Alisa Pye's cover of Heart of Glass. And this is a really cool artist, as she does a lot of indigenous covers of popular songs. So she's done Queen songs in the past, and also the song Born to Be Alive, which pretty popular one.
Nice.
And she also, I also know that she grew up in this place called Salut, Quebec, and her mother is Inuk and father's from Newfoundland. So yeah, and then a couple of the other songs were...
The song that you heard before that was Give Me a Reason by Dominique Fils-Ami from her album Our Roots Run Deep. And before that, you heard It's Easy by Ten Snake. Yep, those were all the songs.
Yes.
So we have been noticing, like probably many of you out there, that the weather has been getting warmer, even though it's only February 6th.
Mm-hmm. It's so beautiful, though, at least.
It's beautiful, but it's also kind of a sign of global warming, but it's fine.
It's okay.
We can look at the bright side and say, hey, it's time to go shopping for new spring clothes, because let's just say it's spring now. I think it is.
But a special kind of shopping, though.
Not just regular shopping at the mall.
We really like thrifting, so...
We love thrifting, I would say.
But not from Valley Village, though. So, those guys,
These guys are all for-profit corporations, and not to sound like...
Yeah, let's get up on our soapbox here. Yeah. No Value Village.
No Value Village, guys. It is all for-profit, and lately the prices have been pretty outrageous.
I would say that as well.
I went like a few weeks ago, and just checking the prices, it's crazy. Like for an old man's jacket, no offense to old men out there.
Probably a dead old man
as well. It's a nice leather jacket, but then they mark it up for at least $70, $80. Yeah. And I was like, what? Mm-hmm. This is crazy.
And so, they also look at the name brands, which, okay, it makes sense. They're a business, they want to make money, but it is evil. I would say the root of it is pretty, like, look at a name brand. They're like, how can we make the maximum profit off of this? Be like, okay, this t-shirt is $30, even though we got it for free. And you're not allowed to try it on, and you can only return it. Or you can only exchange it. You can't even return it, right?
Yes, I know. I tried to return something. They're like, nope, you can't. And
it's crazy.
They get all their merchandise from people like us. People like you out there. And it's just ridiculous.
They take from the people and give to the big businesses.
Yes, exactly.
Which is just such a great example of capitalism at work to the max, I would say. Yeah. Well, not to the max, but it's up there. It's up there.
Other than Valley Village, what do you usually get at thrift stores, Stella?
What do I normally get at thrift stores? See, I'd never go in with a list. I'm just like, I need to see what calls to me. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, if I see a beautiful sweater that calls to me, I'm going to get a sweater, even if it's summer.
Mm. Yeah,
so, I mean, the season doesn't really matter for me.
True, yeah.
But just it gives me a reason.
Yeah, whatever sparks your eye, you know? I think I usually gravitate towards... Mm-hmm. Not pants. I feel like pants never fit me.
Yeah, because you can't try them on. I also can't do pants.
There's a little trick you can do, though, with your... Like, you check the waistband by checking the length from your wrist to the crook of your elbow, which sometimes have worked.
Okay, yeah. The waistband can fit.
But then, though.
Yeah, the rest, like, you don't know how it's going to look on your butt, on your legs. Like, it's going to be too short.
I've actually, one time, I've got a great pair of jeans, but they were from the little boys section. So,
oh my God.
So thank you to some little boy, 14-year-old boy, who's given me a great pair of jeans.
Nice stealing from the children, I see.
I mean, it was a great deal.
Okay. So. Yeah, I guess, are children's clothes cheaper, do you think? I often look at children.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, so that's a little thrifting hack, maybe for you guys.
Yeah, little boys if you have no hips, no proportions at all.
So, even if it's a small little twig, go for the little boys.
That's my tip of the day. But yeah, what we were talking about originally, what we would usually buy.
I like looking in the shoes too. It's fun to see what's in there.
Shoes, handbags. I feel like sometimes you can get a great handbag.
We've gone thrifting together and she got this beautiful, what was it?
Like a CVC?
What's it called, those kind of bags?
The shoulder bag.
Yeah, shoulder bag.
I actually sold that on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh my God. Hey, at least you're reusing, I know. Yeah, you didn't throw it away.
I got it for more than I paid for by like $5. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to everyone out there.
You're like those Depop sellers that everyone despises.
But it was a great bag. I checked online. It was actually a $50 bag from CBC. It was like this It had actually the radio broadcasting logo on the bag stitched onto it. And it was really nice. But
it was really nice. Yeah. I can't believe she sold it, guys. This is the first time I'm hearing about it. I'm also shocked.
On air. I think just growing up, you just have to get rid of some of your closets.
Okay, so. That was like a year ago. Okay. Probably
fast.
Yeah, so. Growing up, whatever. But I guess you did have another.
Yeah.
Off the shoulder bag or whatever it's called. But I like looking at the handbags too. I've gotten some cool things from
there. What have you got lately? What are your best purchases?
Lately, I got this amazing, beautiful, like, rain jacket there. It was like oversized, kind of green. And for some reason, it was my favorite. I also got this little sweater that was crocheted, and you can tell somebody made it themselves, you know, it's not like from one of the big like H&M or something. There's no tag, handcrafted. So I was happy about that. How about you?
For me, definitely the same time that we went thrifting together, it was about the same time as the shoulder bag.
Don't even talk about it.
It was this North Face jacket this red puffer jacket that had the North Face logo, and it was also had gray insides, which was pretty unique for a North Face jacket. And those things usually sell for around $200 and $300, I've seen.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I think mostly around probably actually $150 to $250 or so. But I got it for, I think, $70 or something. But best purchase of my life, I feel, to this date.
It's of your life.
Of my life. Of my life. But yeah, I think that and, to be honest, I haven't really made too many great thrift shop purchases. Yeah,
me, they're always regretful. Like, yeah. They'll be in my rotation for, like, the first month I got them. Like, oh my gosh, I love this. And then after, I'm like, where are all of my clothes? Like, they all are bad.
Exactly. And then you look at a picture from the past, and you're like, why did I wear that?
Yeah. Yeah, but so. I feel like that leads... Like, do you feel like you have a shopping problem?
I don't think I've ever had a
Okay, not a problem. I guess it,
not
like...
Not a problem, but...
If it doesn't impede your, like, emotional and social life, then it's not a problem,
thrift shops,
right?
Like, I feel like when I go to thrift shops, I always feel the need to buy something.
Yeah, same.
So that's what... I have to stop doing that and just enjoy the act of just going to the store. But, you know,
but
something
it's,
to work on.
Thrifting is so much more satisfying, too, than, like, shopping at the mall or something. So you're like, yeah... Like, shopping at the mall, people have, like, confirmed this is kind of cute in a way, or, like, in style or trendy. But in thrift stores, it's all up to you to, like, find something that's cute, that fits you, that, like, you know, encompasses everything that you want in an item.
You get the vision. You have to have the vision and the price. And if you see it's, like, $5, you're like, steal.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. Switch the tags. Maybe, like, even better of a steal. Yeah, Valley Village, another tip. Yeah,
do that to Valley Village. No. Wait, we're not...
No, actually, no, don't do that. That's not a tip. That's just something we said.
You didn't hear that from us, but...
No.
Okay.
Anyway.
I think that was enough of us again.
But, yeah, we need to shut up.
We're going to shut up.
For now. And the please, next... Oh, yeah. Do you want to introduce it, Corey?
Okay. Yeah, I'll do it. This one is called Lose You, and it's by Una Mia. So we hope you enjoy.
See you.